I think that it's time, when you look at the incidence of the condition, it's time for another refunding of the program very similar that occurred with the federal government now 15 years ago. I think this is a disease that, although has a lowish incidence, it does have a high impact, so that if people are to catch this particular disease, it is rather serious and has serious consequences. So it's not a disease like a cold or the flu that goes away. It's something that can have ongoing problems with people's ability to recover. And so therefore, this is a major effect on their life if they do catch the disease.
So in light of that, in light of how serious it is and also how ongoing some of the effects can be, do you think that it's important for Q fever vaccinations to be subsidised or not?
Well, from my point of view, I think they are because there are many other diseases that are vaccinated for throughout the whole country. This is a disease that particularly affects regional and rural areas, but not universally. But the emphasis on regional and rural areas, and I think that it's those areas that are majorly that have the most major effect, and so therefore, of course, they should be subsidised.
Now, Livestock SA is now calling for the federal government to refund their national Q fever management program, including the subsidisation of the vaccinations. I mean, you kind of spoken to this point just before, but from a health perspective, do you think that it's a fair request?
It is, because clearly there are some people who are deciding to have the vaccine currently, but that is not going to cover the large majority of people who are not able to afford the vaccine. And don't forget, when someone gets an illness like this, this has an impact not just on the individual, but those who that individual needs to support in their family and the wider community.
How much does the vaccination cost at the clinic that you work in? Do you know?
Yes, the total cost for the time of the doctor and nurse for the two visits, because there needs to be a testing process and then the vaccine, the cost of having the pathology tests, the cost of the time for the people to take the blood, and then the actual cost of the vaccine is here, I think it's around $230.
In 2001, the federal government funded a national Q fever program, but between 2004 and 2007, it was discontinued.
Yes.
Do you believe that this was an adequate amount of time to ensure that people who were exposed to livestock in Australia had access to a subsidised vaccine?
Well, I think it was a great idea that program did take place. However, I think that a lot has changed, and I hadn't realised it was that long ago. It's 15 years ago. A lot has changed in that time. There would be people who have left the industry. There are those who will have now come into the industry who wouldn't have been vaccinated. And there's also now a greater realisation that this is an environmental disease as much as a livestock disease. In other words, the bacteria can be spread in dust within rural farm communities and rural communities, not just those who have direct contact with meat products.
Now, as an administrator of the vaccine, do you think that a lack of subsidisation on it affects the numbers of people getting vaccinated or not?
Well, of course. $230 is a rather large amount to pay. And currently, the people who are choosing to have the vaccine now, in the majority, are often people who are having their employees vaccinated and obviously some concerned individuals.
So do you think that there's a bit of a gap there for people who are perhaps self-employed?
A large gap. Mm. And those who might be farm workers and those living in agricultural communities, like the spouses, partners of those who would ordinarily be vaccinated.